Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Liberalism, A Counterhistory by Domenico Losordo challenges the familiar celebratory story that presents liberalism as a steady expansion of freedom, rights, and constitutional government. Instead, it reconstructs liberalism as a historical tradition entangled with colonial conquest, slavery, racial hierarchy, and the systematic exclusion of large parts of humanity from the circle of rights. Losordo traces how leading liberal thinkers and liberal states often defended or tolerated unfree labor, imperial domination, and coercive social order while proclaiming liberty at home. The book is both an intellectual history and a political intervention, insisting that liberalism must be judged not only by its ideals, but also by its institutional practices and global outcomes. By focusing on who was counted as a rights-bearing subject and who was not, Losordo reframes key episodes from early modern revolutions through 19th century empire and into the 20th century. The result is a provocative rereading that invites readers to reconsider what liberal freedom has meant in practice. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, liberty and the boundaries of the rights. Bearing community, a central theme is that liberalism historically defined freedom through inclusion and exclusion, not through universal emancipation. Losordo emphasizes that many liberal regimes and theorists treated rights as privileges tied to property, race, gender, or national membership. The political subject who could claim liberty was often imagined as an independent male proprietor, while servants, wage laborers, the poor, women, and colonized peoples were positioned outside the core moral and legal community. This boundary making mattered because it allowed liberal polities to praise their internal freedoms while keeping large, unfree, or semi-free populations in place. The book follows how the language of rights coexisted with practices like disenfranchisement, legal inequality, and harsh labor discipline. Losordo also highlights the recurring idea that certain groups were unready for liberty, supposedly due to lack of civilization, rationality, or virtue. In his account, this was not a marginal contradiction, but a recurring mechanism that stabilized liberal order. Understanding liberalism, then, requires tracking the shifting line between insiders and outsiders, and asking how that line was justified, contested, and expanded under pressure from social struggle. Secondly, liberalism, slavery, and racial hierarchy in the Atlantic world. Losordo places slavery and race at the heart of liberal modernity rather than treating them as external aberrations. He examines how societies that pioneered representative institutions and liberal rights were often deeply invested in slave economies and racial domination. In this counterhistory, the rise of liberty for some is historically intertwined with coerced labor for others, including chattel slavery, plantation systems, and racialized legal regimes. The book stresses how political freedoms within settler and metropolitan communities were sometimes financed and protected by exploitation abroad and by domestic systems of racial control. Losordo also traces how arguments associated with liberal thought could accommodate slavery through property rights, gradualism, or claims that emancipation would threaten social order. He emphasizes the durability of racial hierarchy even after formal abolition, pointing to segregationist arrangements and colonial labor systems that preserve domination while adapting to new legal norms. The result is an account in which racial exclusion is not merely a moral failure of particular individuals, but a structural feature that shaped liberal institutions, economic interests, and conceptions of citizenship. This lens pushes readers to reassess standard narratives of progress by asking whose freedom was being secured and at what cost. Thirdly, empire, colonialism, and the global reach of liberal power. Another major topic is the role of empire in liberal history. Losordo argues that liberal states repeatedly combined constitutional governance at home with coercive rule abroad, using colonies as spaces where exceptional violence and authoritarian administration were normalized. He examines the ideological tools that made this possible, including civilizing missions, developmental hierarchies, and the claim that imperial governance was a temporary tutelage. In this view, colonial subjects were frequently denied the rights celebrated in the metropole, and imperial expansion was framed as compatible with, or even demanded by, liberal progress. Losordo highlights how liberal discourse could condemn tyranny in Europe while rationalizing conquest and repression overseas. The book also explores how emergencies, frontier wars, and colonial resistance were used to justify expansive security powers, collective punishments, and racialized policing. By foregrounding empire, Losordo reframes liberalism as a world system of power rather than a purely domestic constitutional tradition. Readers are encouraged to see liberal freedoms as historically entangled with international domination, resource extraction, and strategic control, and to recognize that the story of liberalism cannot be told adequately without its colonial theaters and the struggles against them. Fourthly, class, property, and the discipline of labor, Lasordo also interrogates the relationship between liberal freedom and the social organization of work. He emphasizes that liberalism often elevated property rights and contract as foundations of liberty, while simultaneously supporting institutions that disciplined labor and restricted collective action. The book examines how early liberal societies could endorse harsh treatment of the poor, coercive workhouses, and punitive approaches to vagrancy, presenting these measures as necessary for order and productivity. In this account, wage labor was not automatically treated as a realm of freedom. It could be framed as a status requiring supervision, moralization, and regulation in the interest of property owners and social stability. Lasordo highlights the tension between formal equality before the law and material inequality that limited real autonomy. He also explores how demands for broader democracy and social rights often came from movements that liberal elites regarded with suspicion, fearing majoritarian threats to property and hierarchy. The result is a portrait of liberalism as a tradition that can protect civil liberties while resisting economic democratization, and that frequently equates freedom with market relations even when those relations produce dependency. This topic invites readers to examine how liberty is defined when survival requires accepting unequal bargains. Lastly, revolution, reaction, and the political use of freedom, a further theme is how liberalism positioned itself amid revolutions and counter-revolutions. Lasordo challenges a simple alignment of liberalism with emancipatory change by showing how liberal actors sometimes feared popular upheaval and supported repressive measures to contain it. He examines episodes in which demands for universal suffrage, national liberation, or radical egalitarian reforms were portrayed as threats to liberty, enabling states to invoke order, legality, and security to curb mass politics. The book focuses on the political elasticity of the term freedom, which can be mobilized to oppose tyranny but also to defend existing privilege. Lasordo stresses that liberal institutions have repeatedly accommodated states of exception, emergency powers, and harsh policing when elites judge social conflict to be dangerous. At the same time, he tracks how liberal rhetoric could be used strategically in geopolitical rivalry, presenting certain powers as champions of freedom while overlooking their alliances, interventions, and exclusions. This topic underscores Lasordo's broader method, evaluate political traditions by their historical behavior, not only by their self-descriptions. Readers come away with a sharper sense of how appeals to freedom function in real conflicts and why the meaning of liberty is continually fought over. In conclusion, this book suits readers who want a rigorous, unsettling history of political ideas, especially students of liberalism, empire, slavery, and modern state formation. It is also valuable for politically engaged readers who sense a gap between liberal ideals and historical realities and want a framework for thinking that gap through concrete institutions and global power relations. The benefit is practical as well as intellectual. Lasordo's approach trains you to question celebratory narratives, to track who is included in promises of rights, and to recognize how freedom can coexist with coercion when rights are tied to property, race, or membership. That skill helps readers evaluate contemporary debates about intervention, security, immigration, inequality, and civil liberties with a more historically grounded skepticism. Compared with many surveys that treat liberalism mainly as a canon of great thinkers or a story of progressive expansion, this counter-history insists on connecting doctrine to social order, colonial administration, and economic interest. Even if you disagree with parts of the argument, it offers a challenging synthesis and a strong corrective to one-sided accounts. It is worth buying because it broadens the archive of liberalism beyond its self-image and forces a deeper reckoning with modernity's exclusions. If you would like to support Domenico Lasordo, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.